Hi everyone, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. If you guys are new here, my name is Julia Christine and I am the host for every single episode. I am getting so anxious and so ready to have a guest on this podcast. It's kind of hard to continue a conversation with yourself. Like, honestly, I didn't think podcasting would be this difficult, but coming up with new content ideas every single week has been a little bit challenging for me, and I have especially struggled this week. So I don't really know what this podcast is going to even be today, but I wanted obviously to get something up for you guys, and I was really struggling earlier, so I took like a 2-hour break and now I'm going to try it again. So hopefully this episode goes decently enough, but essentially I just wanted to do kind of like a college update type of video and talk about my graduation that's coming up and then my post-grad plans, if I'm going to move, all of that stuff. So I'm also going to be doing an episode kind of on my college journey. So I've had a less than normal college experience. I transferred from a 4-year to a community college, which isn't typical. Obviously, it's usually the other way. I also went through like sorority recruitment at my university, and I just had a little bit of a different experience than most people. So in a few episodes, I'll probably be talking about that experience that I had, or just my college journey in general. So I have an episode completely written out and ready to go, but I just need to record it. So I didn't feel like doing that today because I was having a little bit of anxiousness issues today and I was having kind of like a hard time clearing my throat and I felt like very constricted, if that even makes any sense. So it was hard to get out a sentence without wanting to cough. So we're here, we're better, we're gonna do this and hopefully we get a good episode out of this. So I'm going to pull up my little notes here. I typically like to write out like a Google Doc for just like an outline of the episode, but I really didn't do that today because I just kind of wanted this to flow in a natural way. So I guess we can start out with the fact that I moved out of my college apartment. I talked about this in a couple episodes ago, but my mom and I moved me from my apartment and we rearranged like the entire house here. So I'm back living with my parents just for the summer, I'm hoping, just so I can kind of get some money saved up and hopefully find a place eventually. So we did move out of my apartment because my lease was taken over by another girl, which was really nice. I would have had to pay for an entire month of rent of me not being there in May, so I'm just really glad that she was able to take that over because obviously it's really pointless for me to be living up in my college town because I literally have nothing left up there. Like, college is all online now, so I moved back into my parents' house and just gonna try to figure things out that way. So if you guys are unaware, I also do already have a job post-grad, so I don't really know what's going to happen with boards and stuff, but it's just kind of a waiting game at this point. But I do have a job as an x-ray tech right now. It's like an intern position, but as soon as I graduate, it'll be moved to like a flex position. So essentially, I would be like filling in at any of the clinics around town or like any of the overnight or weekend shifts. So it's kind of all over, varied, and no set schedule. So unfortunately, there aren't too many jobs around my area at the moment, and that's one thing that people always like message me or comment about is the lack of jobs, which isn't necessarily true because every single city and every single state is going to be different. There are a few jobs in some of the other towns, but I'm really not looking to move at this point, so I have this job which I'm really thankful for, and I'm just going to work throughout the summer and hopefully get some money flowing in. But yeah, that's my post-grad job plans. And I guess in regard to like job searching in other states, I've kind of put that on pause. I was looking at some clinic jobs in Colorado, but honestly, I just don't have the financial means to be moving to an entirely new state where I know some people there, like my best friend lives down there, but that doesn't mean I'll be like super close to her, like when it comes to living situations. So I might want to save up some money, live here for a while, get some experience in the work field, and then move, which I feel like is one thing to say it, and then maybe I'll end up doing it, but I don't know. At this point, I don't feel like moving, and I don't feel like that's the right choice for me. So we're not doing that, but it's okay. And then what else did I want to talk about? I guess if you guys are looking for jobs, my favorite place to look for jobs is on Indeed.com. I personally like that the most because it shows like the location of it, how long the job's been up for and things like that, which I don't necessarily know if you should apply through Indeed, but I just like to look if there are open positions in certain areas that I'm looking for. So yeah, Indeed.com is my favorite place to look for jobs. Another thing that I kind of wanted to address is people always ask if I'm interested in going on to other modalities or if I'm just going to be done in x-ray. And at this point, I'm not really sure if I want to go on. I would like to get more experience and go on to CT or MRI. Around here, I think you can do like on-the-job training at a hospital and then they'll like help you get your board certification. I don't really know a ton about that, so I haven't really put too much thought into it because I just want to pass my x-ray boards first. And like I said, I'm just waiting for the ARRT to get back to me so I can set up an exam date. But I have been studying for that exam and it's been going pretty well. For my one registry prep class, we have to take like SEAL exams. I don't know, it's like an acronym for something, but they're like practice tests. And I actually do pretty well on those. And I know all of the information for the most part that's on them. So I have been liking those exams. And then I've also been liking these flashcards that I've mentioned in like so many videos. So if you guys are in x-ray and you are getting ready to study for boards, I definitely recommend those flashcards. I can link them down below in the show notes. So yeah, all right, and then I did want to talk about graduation. So I've mentioned this in a few videos, but with graduation, our commencement ceremony was canceled, and I don't know if they're having us be able to or have the opportunity to walk at a future graduation commencement, which wouldn't be until December, which I wouldn't do that anyway, but I think they're allowing some people, if they would like to, have the opportunity to do that. But I was supposed to graduate with the highest honors, and I don't know if they're like sending cords for that or anything because we never paid for anything. So unfortunately, I'll probably have to buy my own cap and decorate it just for a picture and then call it a day. I actually still have my high school graduation one, but it is like burgundy, so I don't want to wear that. But anyway, I went to shoplane201.com and I found this white romper. So I'm hoping that we can have like a dinner or something just to celebrate me finally freaking graduating from college. It's been so long and a long time coming. So I'm excited to just celebrate it for a little bit and get into the work field. I can link that romper down below if you guys want to look at it. But it is kind of like a sleeveless romper and it kind of has a V-neck, but I thought it would be cute with like some tan heels or something. And I have a feeling it's probably going to be a little chilly or windy, so I'll probably have to put something on top of it, like sleeve-wise. So we love living in the Midwest. I honestly wish I would have written something out to talk about because I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I feel like it's so boring just listening to me talk about my graduation plans and my like post-grad plans, I guess. But I guess I could talk about places I would like to move, but I feel like I already have addressed that so many times. But I would really like to move to an area that has more like outdoor recreational opportunities. Like North Dakota is flat, has no hiking areas. And I'm sure you could like drive to places in Minnesota or like the western part of the state in like the Badlands area. And I think there's hiking over there, but honestly, no one does that. I just don't think it's like a common thing, but I've always loved Colorado. You all know that. And every time I watch like a moving vlog of someone moving to Colorado, the comment section is awful. Like, I don't know what it is, but people do not want others moving to Colorado. It's just crazy. And I know there's people who obviously would be welcoming with open arms, but those ones in the comment section are a little scary. It's like, oh my goodness. All right, I'm gonna take a brief pause and go get some ice cream with my family, and I will be back to finish this episode. Hopefully I can brainstorm some more stuff because I honestly feel bad for putting out kind of a boring episode for you guys, but I'm struggling today, and all of us have those days, so I'm sure you guys can definitely relate to that. But I'm gonna go get some ice cream. I will be back. So I am back from getting ice cream. It was a nice little break, but I still don't know what the heck to talk about. So I did realize that I forgot to mention a happy moment and like a low moment of my week. So I wanted to talk about my high, and that was hitting 25,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is absolutely insane. I am so thankful for all of the support that I get over on my YouTube channel as well as on here on my podcast. And I know a lot of you guys are from my YouTube channel. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting me and watching me and subscribing to my channel and allowing me to hit that milestone, because that is just incredible. And then my other little high of the week is almost finishing off the semester. Today I finished pretty much all of my assignments that I have that are due for the rest of this semester, which I think this is pretty much our last week of actual like coursework, but I really have nothing else due since I finished everything. But yeah, I'm just really excited to finally hopefully have a little bit of a stress-free time without any extra homework and stuff, and I can focus on YouTube, podcasting, and really like building a brand, I guess, and then also working in my field of study that I majored in. And then I wanted to talk about just like a very casual low moment, but for my birthday and then the few consecutive days after, it was so beautiful outside, like 70 degrees, sunny, hardly any wind. I got a sunburn, which I shouldn't have. I should have worn some sunscreen, but anyway, the whole story about this is that it was so nice and warm, but today it was super cold and windy, like in the 50s, and it was just a really weird change of pace. So summer is not here yet. It was a false alarm, but it'll be around the corner shortly, and I'm excited to have a little bit of warm weather, especially after that brutal winter that we had. So that is my high and low of the week. I didn't pull up a mindful moment quote for this episode. I've just not been really inspired by anything that I saw. So hopefully you guys just have a good week in general. And I guess I can post a motivational quote on my Instagram or something. So if you guys want to go give the podcast Instagram a follow, I don't remember if I already talked about this yet, but if you would like to go follow the Unsocial Butterfly Podcast Instagram, it is at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast, and it's always listed in every single show note below the episode. So if you guys are ever wanting to go give that a follow or have a little bit of extra content, you can go follow over there. And I like to get your guys' feedback and have you guys kind of be featured in the episodes. So that is the best way to kind of be involved with the upcoming episodes, or I guess have little sneak peeks about what things may be about in any future episodes. So I guess the very last thing I can talk about for this episode are some like memories and fun moments that I had just being in the X-ray program in general and like with the people that I met in my class. So I guess the very first one that sticks out to me is going to a Kane Brown concert, and I went with two of the girls in my program, and we had such a fun time. And that's when they actually found out about my YouTube channel. So my grand little in Kappa Delta, she was at my apartment with us, and she was like, oh my gosh, your apartment's so cute. I had never seen it in person. I've just seen it from your YouTube videos. And I looked at Megan and was like, no, don't say anything. They don't know anything about it. Like, I just wanted my YouTube channel to be on the down low. I didn't want anyone to like look at me differently because of it. So when she said that, I was hoping that they didn't hear, but they definitely heard, and they were really supportive about it. But it was so awkward. I'm like, oh my God, I look like a freak doing this. But honestly, I shouldn't have that mindset. That's negative. Don't think like me, guys. But that is a really fun memory that I had, is just going to Kane Brown in general. He was a really good singer, and I can't remember who opened for him, but it was a really good time and I really enjoyed going there. And then other things, I guess this happened before the Kane Brown concert, but at the end of every semester, we would all go out and like have dinner like as a class, and then we would go out to the bars downtown and just like have a good time and like have some drinks and stuff. But we went to this Mexican restaurant and had margaritas and like amazing food, and it was just such a good time. But we did like a Secret Santa gift exchange that time. I really enjoyed that. And then Vegas, of course, was just such a good memory, and I'll always remember that. My class basically like formed a club at the beginning of our program. So if you guys are unfamiliar, it's a 21-month program. So basically from the very start of it, we had the first year Rad Tech Club and the second year Rad Tech Club. And each year we fundraised and did different like fundraiser just charity things that we had people donate money to. And we did like a bake sale, some pizza sales, cookie sales, I think. Did we do cookie sales? I don't even know. We did so much stuff that I can't even remember. I think we did chocolate and not cookies. But anyway, our class fully fundraised all of the money that we needed to go to Vegas. So we fundraised all of our flights, our tickets to go to the ACERT conference, or like actually it's ACERT conference. And we did all of our hotel stays, and it was just such a good time. We went on the New York roller coaster a couple times, and then we also went to the Ghost Adventures, it's Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. So if you guys know me, I am obsessed with everything like ghost related. So the Ghost Adventures show is one of my favorites. And we were able to go to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, and I am such a fangirl when it comes to him and Dakota Layden, which if you guys even know anything about them, just love it. So it was really cool to go there. We didn't really have any like crazy experiences, but we had a few drinks before we went just to have a little bit of like liquid courage. And I remember like right away when we went into the museum, I had my hair touched and they like to play with my hair. Like I would feel my hair being pulled a lot. And then one of the girls in my class had hoop earrings in and she could feel her hoop being tugged on. And it was just crazy. So we didn't have any like wild experiences, but they did share some different experiences that other guests had had. But I sat in the same chair as Ice Cube did. So that was kind of a fun fact. I don't think I ever really talked about my experiences there, but it was really fun to go there and I would love to go back again sometime. It's just hard to find people who kind of relate to that interest in ghosts because a lot of people are scared of it, obviously. So I think that's all from that trip to the museum. But otherwise for Vegas, we didn't really go out as a class because every single morning we had to wake up so damn early. But one thing that was so cool was having some of you guys come up to me. I don't know if any of them listened to this podcast, but there was one guy who came up to me and then one girl, and she was from Hawaii, which is so cool. But he asked for a picture and we took a picture together and he sent it to me. So I have that. So that's super cool. But yeah, just having someone come up to you and like recognizing you when you're so far away from home, it's just insane. So there was a guy in my program who was literally oblivious to the fact that I had a channel. And I think some people still probably don't know, but I'm probably being stupid and they probably all know, but who cares? But this girl came up to me and she's like, oh my God, hi. And she's like, I don't remember your name, but you have a YouTube channel, don't you? And I'm like, yeah, I do. My name is Julia. And I can't remember her name. I don't even know if she told me. She's the one from Hawaii, but that was just so funny. But the guy in my class was like, what is she talking about? Like, how does she know Julia? And it's just like, oh, okay, this is awkward. But yeah, it was just a great time and I really bonded with two of the girls especially that I stayed in a room with. Like we all just got along so well and we vibed off each other's energy so well. So I love those two. I love everyone in my program. They're all just really great people. And I'm really thankful to have had the class that I did because I feel like we all got along pretty well and it was a really great program, but it was just kind of unfortunate that it got cut short. Like, I don't know if I'll ever see some of them again because we probably will never have like a formal goodbye, I guess. Like, we were supposed to have like a little party. My program director, she actually like bakes cakes and cookies and decorates cupcakes and stuff, and last year for the senior class she did like these cute little cookies with some bones on the top and they were so cute, and she just had like a little going away party for all of them, and we can't have that this year. So as much as it sucks, like things could be so much worse, so I'm just really grateful that we are still able to graduate and everything. So despite the circumstances, I'm very, very grateful that everything went the way that it did. So I don't know if I'll ever like let you guys know where I went to school. I think I might keep that just to myself. I feel like it's not really relevant to be telling people where I went. The school itself was in Minnesota actually, so it was a Minnesota program, but obviously I live in North Dakota. I live so close to Minnesota, so it just seemed like it was in North Dakota. But I'm just really, really glad that I chose to pursue that program other than the other ones that are around the area. I think there's like three around my area that are within like an hour of where I live. So yeah, I'm just really grateful that I decided to go into this program, and I wish I had listened to my parents so much earlier. I know I talk about this all the time, but I think I probably wouldn't have been as mature, like emotionally and physically mature, to be in this kind of program, even like fresh out of high school. Like, I don't even know if I could have been 20 years old doing this. Like, I'm 24 now, obviously, that I'm graduating, and I just don't think my like emotional maturity level would have been enough and sufficient enough to like tolerate this kind of program. So a lot of people always ask me to share like crazy stories or traumas that I've seen. And personally, I don't like to share stuff like that. I think you can kind of decide for yourself what extra texts see. Also, okay, really quick side tangent, but I do just want to say that if you are going to be pursuing x-ray, ultrasound, CT, MRI, nuke med, radiation therapy, never call yourself or another person a technician. You are a technologist, and it's a rad technologist, not an x-ray technician. That is the wrong word, and try not to use it because it's not the correct terminology. So according to my program faculty, they always say that technicians are the one who repair the equipment, and that is not what I do. I do not do that. I take the images, and that is my job. So technologist, not technician. I'll step off my soapbox here. But yeah, overall, I really, really enjoy this field, and I'm glad to have found something that I feel so passionately about, and that I was able to kind of create a little family on YouTube, because a lot of you guys that listen and watch me are also in x-ray or maybe even like nursing or just a medical profession. And I think it's so cool that I'm able to have so many of you to relate to and have relate to me. So thankful for you guys and the little community that we've built. But I guess that's all I really wanted to talk about. And I don't really know if I'll ever go back to college for anything. Like, I don't know if I'll go back for ultrasound. I know my mom and I have talked about it a few times. And if you guys are unaware, my mom's an ultrasound technologist. So we've talked about it a few times, and I've always wanted to go in and shadow her or job shadow her and just see kind of how it was. Because obviously we had the opportunity to shadow in the modalities being in the program, but it's different when you're at a hospital where they can't really explain the procedure to the patient. And obviously if it was with my mom, I could like have her teach me a little bit more in depth once the patient is gone. So yeah, it'd be really interesting to know what it's going to be like 5 years from now and see if I'm still in x-ray or if I decided to go on to another modality. But they're all really interesting to me, and it's definitely in the cards, but who knows? I'm really just over school at this point, and I would like to have at least 6 months to myself to just work and have some money saved up and just take a little bit of a breather. But okay, before I get off onto another tangent, I'm going to end the episode here. Please, 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 if you haven't already, be sure to go follow me over on Instagram. I know I talked about it already, but Unsocial Butterfly Podcast on Instagram. Send me a message, comment something. I always want to have topic ideas from you guys because obviously I want to talk about things that you guys want to hear. At this point, I want to keep it PG or PG-13, I guess. I don't want to talk about anything too crazy. So just keep that in mind if you're ever asking for topic ideas, because I've had one person ask me for some things that I would never in a million years talk about on social media. Like there are things that I'll talk about and things that I absolutely would never talk about on social media. So just keep that in mind if you're ever asking for like a risky topic. Probably won't talk about it if it's too crazy, but if you guys ever want to be featured on an episode, I do have an option for you guys to leave a voice message. So you can ask a question, submit anything you really want to on that, and you can get to that from the Instagram page. So if you click the link tree in the bio, you can scroll down and submit a voice message there. So all right, that is everything that I wanted to talk about for this episode. I wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening to another week's episode. I promise next week's will be a little bit more structured and meaningful, but I wanted to update you guys on my life a little bit and have kind of a chat, because I feel like most of the time my podcast episodes are so structured that I don't feel like I'm really like connecting with you guys. It's more of like an advice episode, so I kind of want it to be a mixture of both. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you guys next Monday in a new episode.